Victoria, Barry, why are the company directors of African Global Holdings going to a court to apply for an urgent, reviewing and setting aside of a decision that they took? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Africa. Well, they claim that this whole board of directors were ill-informed and they've made a big mistake. They went ahead and they signed a document that they didn't properly read that was just put in front of them by a lawyer who had ill-advised them. They went ahead and signed this off. And now, after taking a secondary advice, they realized it was a big mistake. So that is the thrust of the argument that they've provided, that, you know, they had were under pressure because the banks had decided to close their accounts. They needed to do something. They were referred to this particular lawyer who apparently specialized in liquidation matters, and he gave them this advice, which they took, which they realized in hindsight was a bad idea, and they signed off on these documents, and it's all a big mistake. So that's the one aspect. The other, they say that meeting where this decision took place, they say it wasn't properly constituted in terms of the Companies Act, which would have required special letters being sent out to all the various different companies. They said this wasn't done. So when it was actually signed, that it wasn't a lawful decision, or the meeting wasn't lawfully constituted, therefore the decision is nullified. Those are the reasons that they provide.
And this application is being opposed, Barry, by whom and on what grounds?
Yeah, it's been opposed by the liquidators. And the person who opposed the affidavit was the liquidator appointed Kuta Murray. What they're saying is that this application was brought by the holdings companies, the African Global Holdings, which is the holdings company for the likes of African Global Operations, as well as the various disaster security and so on. They're saying, as the holding company, they do not have the legal standing, the right to bring this. They also argue that the company, or the holdings company, didn't provide grounds necessary for the court to permit a review, in that they didn't show that the company was in fact solvent, which is, you know, part of the grounds that they would have applied for liquidation. So they're basically saying that they simply did not meet those requirements, and they haven't proved that the matter is urgent either.
And what's happened? Have the judges made a ruling yet, or are they needing some time to deliberate over it?
Yeah, you're quite right. The judgment has been reserved. Given that it's an urgent application, I reckon we'll probably hear within the next 2 weeks.
Barry, African Global Holdings is in dire straits, one would argue. I mean, the revelations in the Zondo Commission and how they have been integral, really, into elements of state capture for their benefit, obviously, and they'd been protected somewhat, according to some of the claims made of the Commission, by not only the President, but also certain people he had in the key roles in the prosecutorial body. How are they hoping they can come out of this and continue to be a going concern?
Well, this is the question. You know, it hasn't quite been explained. The reason they went into this voluntary liquidation is because the banks had decided to close their accounts. Now, if their review application succeeds, we will revert back to that position before they decided to liquidate. They're still stuck without any bank accounts. So it's unclear how they expect they're going to be able to function as a company. They do say that they've still got contracts at the various government departments. They provide, for example, they operate Lindela and so on, but there's no clear indication of how they're going to be operating as a company going forward. But nonetheless, they have applied for this matter. Perhaps they were going to be seeking a business rescue type operation to go into, but as it sits, the banks aren't willing to do any business with it.
And I suppose if you are applying for a business rescue kind of option, that's a very different legal consequence.
Of course, you would have to protect the creditors and the people who you owe money to. But the process there is to avoid the liquidation. So, you know, that is what we understand that they might be doing.
Thank you very much, Barry Bateman. More reports from him on EWN throughout the day.